Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening talking high school baseball. Joining us on the line now is the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks. Cole Swenson joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look at your squad here over the last couple of weeks, even I would say even from the start of the season, you know, we know how young of a group this was coming into the year. I think there's been noticeable improvement with this group. I just look at the results the last couple of weeks. You know, the scores may look lopsided at the end, but at the same time, you know, Granby Christian, you're only down by a handful of runs before they pull away late. I know Seidel, at Seidel, you guys struck first before Seidel put together a big inning. Nevada was kind of back and forth early on. Southeast Valley, sort of the same story that you guys were kind of back and forth with them early on before they pulled away. So just it definitely feels like that the right steps have been taken here to get better as the year's gone on. Just what have you seen from this group and how they're learning, really kind of learning face to the fire this year?
Yeah, you said it how it is. We're there at the start, and then it's just deciding how long we can go before things kind of go south, and then how we're reacting with that. And at the start of the year, we weren't reacting very well, kind of dropped our heads, and that was it. But now later in the year, midway through the year, we've kind of reacted like we can react and we can keep playing the game. And if the outcome turns out differently than how it went early on, that's a win for us. And we're just building on each day and getting better and being more resilient, building for the postseason.
And as we look at some of the individuals, I think an area that stood out to me, at least when I was at your guys' game Friday night against Roland Story, definitely feels like the pitching, it definitely has potential to really get better as we get towards the end of the regular season. Definitely was pretty impressed with what I saw from Parker Stuck, a senior on the mound. Holden Moore, I thought, came in and threw well in relief. And you've got a couple other guys, like a Garrett Johnson, as well as a Liam Ely and a Jackson Olmstead. You know, it feels like they have potential to really take a big leap on the mound, whether it be this season, whether maybe going into next season. Just looking at how the pitching staff has come along throughout the year, just what are some noticeable improvements you've seen from that pitching staff?
Yeah, with Parker being the senior pitching, we weren't really expecting a lot, just kind of a filler guy for innings, but he's kind of grown into the starting role, and we just ask him to throw strikes and throw hard, and that's kind of what he's done. And if we can get the off speed to work, that's going to be a next factor in the postseason when we use him. But with the rest of the guys, it's the same thing, growing, asking a lot of some young guys, some inexperienced guys to get on the mound. And they've done that. They don't really balk at it. I just ask them to go out there, give their best, and they give their best. And at times we don't always make plays behind them, and that's tough on the mound. But they keep showing up. They keep throwing hard. They keep pitching their best they can to their ability, and we keep going.
And looking at the offensive side, we're definitely starting to see those numbers start to rise up as the season goes along. Goes back to what we talked about with the improvements in guys like a Cash Northrup. I was really impressed with Liam Ely and some of the strides he's taken in the box. Definitely starting to step up as one of those guys you can count on in key situations. Garrett Johnson has obviously been a guy that's been there for a couple years now. He's very patient at the plate. And just looking at some of those younger guys that I listed, just talk about what they've been able to do in the box, especially here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, with the younger guys, like you spoke of Cash and Oliver Hetland, stepped up in the last couple of weeks. I'm kind of throwing those freshmen out to the wolves, and they've reacted how we'd want them to. They're just going out fearless, swinging at strikes, putting the ball in play, and couldn't ask for anything more. Garrett, same way. We keep forgetting that he's just a sophomore. He plays a lot older than he is. And he's kind of moving in the two spot down to the four, five spot, but he's the same way, very patient at the plate. Has caught a couple at bats that he hasn't really liked, but, batting in the top of the order, knowing that he's been there before, you're not going to get very many, down the middle fastballs. So he's kind of had to fight the off speed pitches, working his way to, identify those in his at bat and hit from there. And you talked about Liam Ely. That's a kid that didn't play last year because he got hurt early on and missed most of last year and had a knee injury in basketball, football, and Had to miss most of the preseason stuff. So he's been kind of a guy that's kind of working into his own as the season progresses too, as he gets more live at-bats and more playing time. And yeah, we're just working forward.
And as we take a look here, as we get to the home stretch of the regular season, you guys are back in conference action tonight at a solid West Marshall team up over Chilling Field and State Center. Follow that up with a road trip to Prairie City on Thursday night, so or a Wednesday night rather. A couple solid teams right in the middle of the heart of Iowa standings. You got I think a good opportunity on Thursday at Colfax Mingo to maybe come away with a close game, if not a victory. Your home versus Perry on Friday. That's a game that was real close over at Perry earlier this season. In Greene County. That's another game that was at close. That's at Greene County on the 29th before wrapping up the regular season with Iowa Falls on the 30th. And just before we get into the postseason with it right around the corner, just what's the message to the guys as we hit this home stretch of the regular season and get into the postseason?
Yeah, that's been the message all year. We know what our conference is in baseball. We know they're decent. Every night we go out, there's going to be a challenge on the field. And that's what I've been telling them since May. We don't have to be great till July 3rd, and that's been the message we've been riding. Getting better every day, showing up. Every day we show up and play someone in the conference, it's going to be an opportunity to compete and get better. And the boys have bought into that. And like I said, we've been fighting every day, showing up, getting better, not dropping our heads. And that's what I like to see before we go into the postseason.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the slate coming up this week, beginning tonight at West Marshall.
Thank you.
That was Cole Swenson, the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.